Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Okay, we got a lot of people here. We got Olivia Wilde.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
The girls aren't ready yet.
We're having a chair issue.
They're struggling with the chair a little bit.
I made it worse.
Yeah. Now she's higher, she's lower.
That's Caitlin amazing. Deaver, I don't know if she can reach the microphone. And Beanie.
Yes.
Beanie?
Beanie. Yeah.
That's your actual name,
just
Beanie?
Like the hat.
That's cool.
For the babies.
Now, why did your parents name you Beanie?
Yes. It's not my legal name, but yeah. It's the name I've gone by since I was like, my parents and family started calling me Beanie when I was 3 months old. So that's been, I don't go by it. I don't like hear any other name.
And you guys are the stars of the movie Booksmart.
Yes, yes, yes they are.
Olivia, yes, as a director. And now, was this your first directing?
It's my first feature. Yeah,
your
I've done music
feature?
Videos and shorts, but this was my first feature.
Wow. Oh.
How was she as a director, guys? Did she yell at you?
No.
Was she mean?
Was incredible. She's incredible. We were playing music all the time. We were doing night shoots from like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Thank you. And it was the best time. It felt like a real like party.
Mm. It seemed like one of my favorite movies of all time. It seems very super bad-ish.
Sure. We should be so lucky. Yes, and we were totally inspired by that as a relationship movie that was really all about love between friends.
Right. Now, how was it directing your husband, though?
I was about to ask that.
When you talk about like ad-lib and improv, I would imagine he's probably somebody
thing.
Who... Yeah.
He's
yeah.
amazing at that. So, you know, I knew I could just... He's like spinning a top and just like letting it roll and watching and being amazed. And it was a lot of fun because, you know, he's a real comedy snob. So when he... he really is. And so when he finished his first day on set with these girls and he turned to me and he's like, they're unbelievable. I was like, yes, they are. And he loves the movie a lot. So it was exciting. The first time I showed him the movie in full was a really exciting moment because I've never heard anyone laugh as hard as he was laughing throughout. He was crying laughing.
Did you pull anything from your teenage years?
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah, the writer Katie Silberman and I really personalized the script and put in a lot of our own kind of anecdotes and also just the ideas of characters and some names of real people we went to high school with, which was fun. But I think, you know, we just wanted to make it feel specific because I think when specificity always feels like real and authentic and people respond to it. So it was a lot of fun to think about, gosh, like put yourself back in that mindset when everything felt so life and death, going to the party, getting into college, these things felt so important.
Will they like me?
And I think, you know, sometimes with teen movies, we make them with a little bit of a patronizing attitude. We look back and we're like, isn't that quaint? We cared so much about our social standing. But in the moment, it's really hard. It's really hard to be young.
And can I say, yay, women directors.
Yay!
I'm so excited for that.
Definitely. Yes.
Really.
Yeah.
Do you feel a shift in the industry? Or
absolutely.
You know,
I think it's slow. I think it's coming from actors. I think actors are really seeking out new directors and female directors and wanting to take a risk on new directors. You know, that's something vulnerable. Actors putting themselves in that position. But, you know, Beanie's worked with, I think, 4 female directors.
Nice. Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Good. And it's really exciting to know that there's a demand for it now, and studios will respond to that demand and empower women to take the helm and go for it.
I love it.
Yay. Awesome.
Yay.
Beanie Feldstein. Beanie, a.k.a. Elizabeth Feldstein.
No,
Caitlin Deaver.
Yes.
And Olivia Wilde. Did you go to Harvard? Or did you visit there?
My sister went to Harvard.
Get
my
out of here, really?
Went to Harvard, so I'm repping. I'm wearing a
sweatshirt
for her.
When you guys have family reunions, everyone's just bragging about their life. Do you have, like, another brother or sister who, like, just has a regular job?
I do have. I have a little brother.
Oh, that poor guy.
He's just enjoying being young.
the one person who hates Thanksgiving in the family. Thank you, guys. Check out
the
movie.
Thank you so much.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.